Welcome back. First intermission at Sask Hill Center. The Saskatoon Blades taking on the Medicine Hat Tigers tonight. This is The Other Side, a presentation of Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. It is an honor and a privilege to get a chance to speak with one of the new sensations, if not the new sensation in the Western Hockey League. And he's grinning and smiling as I say this, about number 72, Gavin McKenna of the Medicine Hat Tigers. 72, why that number?
Well, I used to be number 27, born in 2007, and my favorite player was Jonathan Duran when he was on the Tampa Bay Lightning, and then came here, number was taken, flipped him around, and yeah, I think I'm sticking with it from now on.
It works pretty well for you, no doubt about that. And I have to ask you this, of course, it's been made a big deal about, and I'm going to get the official word from you, about Connor Bedard and your relationship to him. Tell me what that's about.
Yeah, it's distant cousins through marriage, no blood relation at all.
Okay, and I understand the first time you'd ever met him was when you faced off against him in a game last season.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
How queer and weird was that?
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, seeing him in person, you know, after seeing all those, seeing him online, all those clips of him, and then seeing him in person, it's pretty crazy what he can do in the game, you know. It's like he's playing on another level, and you know, yeah, it was pretty cool. We talked a little bit on the ice, you know, said nice to meet you and stuff, and then yeah, went to battle.
Young man, don't sell yourself short. You've got some of those things as well going on for yourself. You're only 2.5 months past your 16th birthday. What is it? 89 points, a chance at 100 in the top 10 in league scoring, at your tender age, so to speak. I mean, that's got to feel pretty good right now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool for sure. You know, right now we're in a playoff push, so, you know, our team's been, you know, trying to battle our way through. And, you know, I've been put with some good line mates all year, so, you know, got to give lots of credit to them for, you know, us, my success and the team's success for sure.
And style of play that this team plays, I think, has to blend in with that. I mean, there's some teams in your division that like to play it, you know, kind of close to the vest, very strong defensively. Yeah. You guys like to open it up and go, which I think has got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's lots of fun. You know, our team is a super fast team. We, you know, we love offense, and, you know, I think our coach, you know, he gives us, you know, lots of breathing room out there, you know, to kind of do our thing, and, you know, it's been working pretty good. So, you know, I think we all love offense, and, you know, but, you know, we just got to play defense as much as we love offense.
How difficult is that to do for you guys?
You know, it's not too difficult. You know, I think we've got a really good D core back there, you know, pretty veteran, you know, 320s back there. You know, I think they do a good job. And then, you know, we've got some young guys who, you know, are starting to find their groove and stuff. So I think it's good for sure. And then, you know, with our offensive group, I think, you know, we, you know, kind of have started to try to commit more to the D zone, you know, going into the playoffs, you know, that's huge. And, you know, it's a 6-inch game every play out there. So, you know, we need to kind of battle our way through in the D zone. And then, you know, I think, you know, if we just trust the process, that'll lead to offense for us for sure.
You've got a young group. You've got the 320-year-olds. You've only got two 19s. And a lot of people say, hey, these guys are going to be really good for years to come. Gavin, tell me why you guys are going to make noise in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, you know, I don't think anybody expected us to be where we are right now, you know, just with, like you said, how young our team is. But, you know, I think we had a little bit of experience there against the Winnipeg Ice last year. And, you know, they were an unbelievable team. I think we learned lots from them. Just, you know, how they had all the skill in the world, but, you know, just the way they worked, you know, they were stopping on pucks whenever they could. And, you know, it's just, they worked so hard. And, you know, I think we can learn a lot from that, which I think we did. And, you know, I think, you know, we're going to try to get some home ice advantage here, you know, with these last few games. And, you know, I think that'll be huge for us going into playoffs because, you know, I think I like to say that our barn is one of the hardest to play in the league. So I think that'd be huge for us for sure.
Last couple here I have for you, and they're pretty general. I believe Whitehorse and UConn is home.
Yep.
Favorite NHL team then?
I like the Chicago Blackhawks, funny enough. Yeah.
And favorite player?
Jack Hughes, and also Patrick Kane was one of my favorites growing up.
Good stuff. Gavin, thank you so much for the time. Wish you all the best here tonight.
Thank you.
Gavin McKenna of the Medicine Hat Tigers joining me on The Other Side, brought to you by Adams Lumber, supplying Saskatoon and area with trusted brands and quality service for over 50 years. Stay tuned. Highlight montage coming your way next, along with the game summary, including the pre-con limited shot clock. You're listening to Saskatoon Blades Hockey on CJWW.